Welcome to the Tech Data World podcast, the independent voice in aerospace, defense, and space technical information, covering all the news, reviews, gossip, opinion, software, standards, and specifications in the information production and deployment field.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our first podcast of 2019. I'm Michael Ingledew, Managing Director here at TDW. And first and foremost, apologies to everybody where we have not done much in terms of podcasts over the last couple of months. And that's purely because 2018 got away with us a little bit. And, you know, at the back end, we got lots of training, lots of consulting and lots of stuff coming in that we needed to get done. And and then at the back end, we had obviously our conference. And I know that we're going to talk a little bit about that shortly. So in this podcast, I thought what we would do to kick off our 2019 push behind our podcasts is why not do a little review of 2018 and some of the stuff that you can expect from us in 2019. But I'm joined by a very, very special guest. And those of you who have any kind of commercial engagement with us here at TDW will already know this guest. But those of you that joined us at TDW Live last year also said to us that you believe that this special guest should get involved more with some of the front of the house stuff in terms of podcasts and that kind of stuff. So let me introduce Claire, my wife. Say hello, Claire.
Hi, everyone.
So everyone knows you, Claire, from any kind of commercial engagement with the company. So if anybody has any quotations or NDAs or anything that like that that needs signing, Claire is your go-to person. Now, just to say, Claire is absolutely petrified of making a fool of herself or sounding a bit silly on this. So I've told her to just relax and enjoy it. So Claire, I know that your involvement with the company is now more and more and more. In fact, you are starting work earlier than I am most days now. But from the from 2018, what was your highlights from 2018, from last year?
Well, Michael, I have to say the conference last year was our biggest that we've ever run. This is my third year of being at the conference, and to see it grow and grow like it has over the last 3 years of me being there has really been a nice thing to see. And also, I contributed my first article, and it was my insight to what I saw at the conference this year. And like I said to a few people, I haven't got a tech data background, so this is all new to me, and being able to sit and listen and to start understanding what some of these guys were saying in their presentations.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I mean, when you offered to write the article, I thought actually it's a great idea. Somebody that's got a different perspective on what we're doing here at TDW and some of the stuff that that you observed, as like you said, you're not into technical information, you're not into technical data, unlike me and 98% of the audience that were there. And your article, I think, was phenomenal. I thought it was very, very good. And, it was printed pretty much as you wrote it. There was very, very little changes that in terms of the content that we made. So, yeah, you should be really, really proud of yourself with that. I think you did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, and I'm not saying that just because you're my wife. I'm saying that because I thought you did a great job.
Oh, good.
So, hey, are you going to mention the guys from MBDA from the conference?
Oh, don't. Oh, I had conversations with loads of people at our conference, but to pick Glenn and Tony from MBDA, they were
stars, weren't they? They were funny.
I sit, Michael, and I can still see that conversation with Glenn. Tell a lie, it was Tony actually that started it, that saying that they make Glenn get Spice Girls songs
into all of their meetings. That was hilarious.
And then to make you get a song.
Well, I accepted the challenge.
Yes, you did. Two.
Was it To Become One?
Yeah.
I got that when To Become One. That's just for you, Glenn. And yes, so the conversation was that they needed to, they always wrap in a Spice Girls song into their meetings.
Yeah, but isn't that Tony? Because that's what Glenn does. He really gets into the Spice Girls song. He doesn't
just... And Hawkwind. He likes his Hawkwind, apparently.
Oh, don't. That's it. You're starting me off now.
So they, yeah, those guys were hilarious. And I know that Glenn has offered to do a presentation for us this year, which I think would be great. And I'm looking forward to that. So what else did you pick out from 2018? Anything exciting?
Just all our new content, really. Our new things that we brought out. We brought our new app out, our TDW app.
I'm proud of that.
Oh, it's not mine, actually. Yeah, to be quite honest, I have just had a new update to it and it looks fantastic.
Well, because I try my best.
Now, come on.
Do you want me to go through some of my highlights of 2018?
Yes, please, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so you can stop talking now. So, yeah, I think, you know, you've already hit on a couple of things that I enjoyed from 2018. There were some news items that I really found interesting. And, you know, some of them I talked about at TDW Live, where I talked about Magic Leap and some of the AI and AR technology that's coming our way. You know, with an Adobe releasing their annual release of the technical communication suite was quite interesting. Still getting my head around some of the new features, and we've done a few tutorials already on those, but I thought that was all pretty exciting. I mean, from a TDW perspective, I think one of my most memorable achievements from 2018 is that we've gradually changed the style of the magazine, and the people that I speak to, they really, really like it. They seem to really like the TDW ragtag, and they you know, we're getting more and more subscribers, which I like. And you know, the people that are contributing to it now are true industry experts, and I think that's phenomenal. I think you're right. TDW Live was probably our best event. Would you agree?
Because I'm the one who looks after the numbers and sends everything over to the venue, and we blew our numbers again this year. Like I say, growing each year. I've been there 3 years now, and this was the biggest one we've ever done, and especially with going live as well. We stream.
Yeah, the live stream seems to be working really well. And I know that that's something we're going to build on this year in terms of live streaming and engagement. I mean, I know that we were originally going to change venue, but they really looked after us this year, do you think?
I have to say. And I've already got our package ready for 2019.
Yeah, I know you've signed the contract. You've committed us to the venue. You've committed us to the cost. But that's your department anyway. I just worry about other things. But
going back to the conference, Michael, I have to say Peter's track, the sportability track. I did have to say I didn't go up to Peter's track, but his first presenter. I think he was a Remy guy, Colonel.
That's right, he was, yeah.
Paul Johnson.
Chief Engineer, Army, for the British military. Yeah,
his presentation seemed to have gone. It must have resonated with a lot of our delegates, because over coffee, the poor guy couldn't stand on his own.
He was inundated with people coming towards him and asking him questions. Actually, what I think what's a credit to the conference actually is that the Colonel did stay all day, and normally, you know, these high-ranking military officials come in, do their presentations, and then bail. But Paul never did that. He stayed and had lots of great conversations. I know he spent quite a lot of time in the technical publications track with us, and was making lots of notes. So I agree that Peter's track is something that we're trying to grow. That's the supportability track. We've got some changes for this year's conference that I'll talk about shortly, but you're right, I think the supportability track is something that we can grow and we can build on, and Peter's got lots of ideas of how he wants to make that something a little bit more engaging for the delegates. the back end of the year, we ran our first introduction to XML and understanding S1000D for engineers. And this is something that we get asked to produce a lot. So I think you suggested it, Claire, was that why don't we formalize it into a classroom-based course, which is what we've done. And we ran it for a team of 20 engineers the back end of December. And it is something that has worked or went down very, very well. In fact, I believe the client wants more sessions, which is something I'm very, very pleased with. And and you hit it already, the app. We said for a long time we wanted to create an app. And, you know, it was something that we've been putting off, but we decided mid last year that we wanted to support TDW Live with an app, but also all of our content with an app. And I think that went down exceptionally well. In fact, well, we know that it's been downloaded probably, 300-400 times now. It's really, really popular.
And it was popular at the event. The amount of people that you saw in their phones checking where they were going to go next, instead of looking at the piece of paper, they were all checking their apps to see what was coming up next for the conference.
Yeah, so. And I think that's the way that we want to start delivering our content more and more. And for TDW Live this year, TDW Live 9, we're actually going to engage our audience a little bit further. And I'm not going to give too much away, but we're going to engage our audience a little bit further in terms of how they can use the app to really engage with us. But yeah, so those were kind of my highlights. But I think what was probably, if you like, puts the frosting on the whole cake for me is when we get the positivity around what we're doing. And people really, Claire, people really seem to like what we're doing.
I have to say, Michael, the amount of people that came up to me at the conference and said, wow, I wasn't expecting that this year. And seeing new people, I have to say, the new faces, we had quite a lot of new faces this year, even delegates and exhibitors, we had new people.
And I think that's important. We need to have that variety. We need to turn over that variety. You know, other conferences, it's kind of the same people turn up, the same, you know, talking about the same stuff. I like to try and keep it fresh. And, you know, the idea is, I know that we had new project teams there, and from the UK Ministry of Defence, we had people as far away as Australia.
Russell Harris.
Russell came in from Boeing Australia, and it was good. You know, he made that massive journey. And, you know, of course, you can't go without talking about the poor chap from SDL who'd hurt his back, Michael.
It's just a shame that they didn't have their time to present.
He was in agony. He was walking around in absolute agony. And but luckily, you know, we managed to get Michael away to A&E to get himself looked at so he could get home safely for Thanksgiving. So, but yeah, it's the positivity around what we're doing, I think, is the stuff that I'm finding more and more inspiring, I think, is that, you know, our YouTube channel is growing. The magazine subscription's going through the roof. The app is something that we're doing. And you and I have agreed that we should be doing more of these podcasts because, you know, we've just invested in a new podcasting engine here. And I think you're right. Podcasting is where it's at for a lot of our listeners. But what about 2019? What do you think? What do you think we should be focusing? What do you think we should be doing? Why don't you talk about TDW Live? You said you've already signed the contract and that for it.
Yeah, we've got TDW Live booked, and we've also got another classroom based.
Oh yes, we've signed.
That's already booked, so that's there. So, and now it's just getting new marketing material.
Yeah, that's your department. I let you worry about that. So yeah, TDW Live is something that. Again, like I say, I want to tell more of a story this year. And what we're going to do is something that has not been done at a conference before, certainly none that I've been to. And it's actually going to deliver a massive amount of value, I think, to all of the delegates. We're going to continue to broadcast it live. I think that's growing and people are enjoying that. And but for me, I think TDW Live is our crescendo at the end of the year that we look forward to. I'm looking forward to doing the classroom based course later on this year. It's in May, I believe, that we're going to do this XML for engineers. We're doing that in the Midlands in the UK, and looking forward to delivering that. I think that'll be great. We're already engaged on a number of projects and consultancies for 2019, which does sometimes, unfortunately, get in the way of us producing this content. But I know, Claire, you're going to keep me on the track.
Oh, don't worry. You will be told. You will come in to do your podcasts and your Thursday thoughts every fortnight. I will keep you in track.
I know that you do pester me to get these things done. And we need to get them done, and we will keep them going. You haven't even mentioned the new addition to the TDW family. The thing that sat on the drive outside the front.
Oh, yes. The TDW van.
Yeah, so we've bought a TDW van, people.
So you need to look out. The livery's getting designed and Mike will be on the road. So keep an eye out and let us know if you see him.
And if you see us, we're going to actually run a little bit of a, because we're going to be going across the Europe a lot. Unfortunately, you guys that do listen in the States and that, this is not going to happen for you. But we are going to get the livery done, as Claire said. And if you take a photo of us in our van outside of, let's say, a 50-mile radius. A 50-mile radius, do you think, or was that too far?
No, that's
fine. Outside of a 50-mile radius of our office, then we'll send you a free TDW mug. And I think that would that'll be something that'll go down well. You haven't even mentioned that we're going to New York. We're going to New York.
Yeah, we are. Might even have to have a TDW bag with me, see if anyone can spot us there.
Yeah, so I know that John Smart over at Smart Communications has offered to do a podcast with us. So we will likely drop into John's offices and do a podcast. I think that'll be fun. But to be fair, a lot of it is going to be us on vacation, right? We're going to go and enjoy a little bit in New York. And it's been on our list for a little while.
Only 22 years.
And I'm finally taking you. I've flown in and out a few times, but we will go there, and I'm sure that that will be fantastic fun. So yeah, for 2019, lots of training, and we're going to continue driving TDIQ. We are continuing to put some of our presentations up online. We've got some webinars coming up. So we've got some simplified technical English webinars kicking off at the end of February. Looking forward to delivering those. But
With Kieran?
Yep, Kieran's going to come and do that. So Kieran gave a great presentation at TDW Live last year. And I understand she already got some business out the back end of that. So pleased for Kieran, because she's a really, really lovely lady. And so Kieran and I are actually going to be doing some stuff together in terms of webinars and that kind of stuff. And I've also briefed Kieran on some of the ideas that I have for TDW Live this year, which I think Kieran will add some tremendous, tremendous value. But we're going to be doing something unique. I want to do something that actually educates as opposed to tries to sell. And Kieran is already working on some ideas, and she's also going to do an interview for our podcast, which I think will be great. And
for that, it's not just me.
No, it won't just be you. In fact, we've got John Smart, we've got you, we've got Peter Studdard, we've got James from Meggetts, wants to do something. Marco from Shipdex is happy to do something. And I'm sure that there's a few others that I can strong arm into doing.
Give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call. Let us know if you want to appear on on the TDW podcast. I think that'd be great. And so that's happening. And the magazine, I have some more ideas. You know what I'm like with my ideas, Claire. I have lots of them. Sometimes
yes,
sometimes you have to knock
me
down.
3 o'clock in the morning ideas isn't really good. Thanks very much. Can
so
we stop?
We will be doing some more stuff for that. I think that's great. And the suggestion of turning our A to Z of S1000D into a podcast is a fantastic idea. We're going to do that. We've got lots of other ideas in terms of what we want to achieve with TDW. Now, it just leaves me to say that I think 2018 was probably our best year. Would you agree?
I think so, yeah.
I think, you know, the level of content that we've put out there and the quality of content that we've put out there has been pretty exceptional. And we will continue. We've got to wait and see how some of these new European rules affect things like YouTube. It's going to affect them. So we're going to be a little bit cautious of that. Of course, we do have our own hosting platforms that we can utilize. It just leads me to say that tell us what you want from TDW. I know that we get lots of questions in about helping you identify software and service providers, and we get lots of questions in about using components of S1000D and what are the alternatives of S1000D and those kind of things. Keep them coming because you guys are driving our content. And if you want to meet Claire this year, then of course you can sign up to TDW Live, and or we will try and get her involved in a few more podcasts and so on. But we have been given a set of press passes for the S1000D user forum this year, so Claire will likely join me at that event as well. And it just leaves me to say, make sure that you download the TDW app. Go to the store of choice, search Tech Data World, and you can install our app. We will be doing some exclusive content just to our app. So it makes sense that you guys get that, install it. And our TDW member vendors, we've started putting our members on there. So you can start seeing those that have tools and capability for you to be able to contact directly and straight away. Just finally, a huge, huge thank you to everybody who has already signed up to TDW Live. What was it, 7 or 8, Claire, have already signed up in terms of vendors?
7 now, yeah.
Yeah,
7 or 8
have already formally committed to the conference. And, you know, that means that we're doing the right thing that our vendors want to get involved with. So we are pleased with that. So any final thoughts from you, Claire?
I'd just like to say thank you for everyone who supported TDW in 2018 and people who have already started to support, renew their support for 2019. Just like to say thank you.
Yeah, and I can only echo those thoughts. You know, we are really, really pleased with how TDW is going. And I hope that you enjoyed this podcast, and I hope that you subscribe, send us your comments, and until the next one, Claire, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the TDW podcast. Remember, you can keep your tech data skills current and relevant with a full TDIQ subscription. Visit www.techdataworld.com for more details. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube for your next Tech Data World update. Until next time.